the righteous scarcely be saved. Where will the sinner, the unbeliever? Now, I've been very faithful with you on that, because we all know we sin. But that sin, that one that cannot be forgiven, is overcoming so many of you. And you're being defeated because you won't fight the fight of faith. You succumb to it so quickly. I'm looking right at you again. Doesn't even move you. I believe that you've all been repenting, but you got to do it every day. A repentance that doesn't need to be repented of. Which one of you understand that statement? That most of your repentance, you have to repent. Because it's insufficient and unacceptable.
Hallelujah.
And you'll sit right there again like you have been doing every Saturday morning, every day in the dining hall, and you look at me. And then I very gracefully tell you what happens to me on Saturday mornings, or even Friday nights. And then I watch how iniquity just abounds, how we love ourselves so much that we can't love others the way we ought to. Oh, but you all love now. And yet you've been told by the scriptures, by the prophet, by your own life. You're living in an age when people would be lovers of their own selves. And then the result is that they become proud or arrogant. Somebody up, Brother Driver, please. And you, no matter what I do, see, it's just, why is that any of your business? Yeah, gotta look at it. A gazing stock we are. In that, you see your folk gazing at me.
Lord Jesus.
This is
gazing. Hallelujah. Glory.
And the trouble with most of them, we don't want to be changed. We like the way we is. It draws attention to us. Look right at you. Are you looking at me? You like what you see? Well, we believe you're putting on, or we don't believe you're for real. We challenge your love. We challenge your faith. We challenge your integrity. And you think you have the right to do that. I got a right. You're Americans. Rights. Well, I'm at the tabernacle this morning, so I got a right. And I told you, the only right you have is the one that Jesus gave you. The right to become. Not that you are. The right to become. Now, if you don't know words, now by faith we say, now are we the sons of God, because we have the right to become one. Your hands go up. Sometimes when I watch you respond like that, I want to go.
God bless you, Jesus.
Remember, just as I came out of the house again, the Lord carried me back to the triumphant entry that began with Jesus turned himself around and said, "See, now you know."
Hallelujah.
And we just, isn't that nice?
All right.
And while he was in the way,
hallelujah,
he talks about you.
Yes, Lord.
He talks about you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Talks about me, Peter.
Yes, Lord.
Peter was in that group. John was. See, you just won't, for some reason or other, we got this mental block concerning the truth, that we'll believe a lie just like that. But the truth, we struggle, we stagger, and the only way you're going to believe the truth is to fight the fight of faith. You wrestle. Not against your own flesh, but against that carnal spirit, that thing that controls your mind, You don't even like this, do you?
Yes, Lord.
Do you? I'm looking right at you again, folks. Some of you going like say, most ain't no. What a sham we are with
glory.
That.
Glory. Glory.
I've came in this tabernacle time and time again and told you, God would say, your prayers are an abomination.
Yes.
And when your testimonies became an abomination, God cut them off.
Amen.
And what do you think? Every man's mouth must be stopped. And who do you think he used to stop men's mouth?
Lord.
You don't know who?
Oh, yes.
You don't know who God used to stop your mouth? You must better than me. You'd rather have my mouth stop, wouldn't you? And God says, no. God's the only one who can stop my mouth is God. Father, if I speak as a man, stop my mouth.
Oh, God.
You think I want to wake up in hell with you and have you holler, you didn't tell us, you didn't want us, you didn't.
No.
I don't want to go to hell.
No.
So I strive to enter into the kingdom. And you damn folks sit right there and you won't, you have no conception of it at all. Quote scriptures to you and just, woe be unto you. Why does Sister Burgess have to come here ahead of time and take over the whole thing because you folk won't join with her?
No.
Y'all can't holler like her?
Yes,
we lead the way?
Hallelujah!
No. There's only one prayer. There's only one prayer that will come out of your mouth with utter desperation. We're so sweet. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh. Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? A rich, young ruler. A church that says I'm rich. We're young. We're strong in the faith.
Oh, my Lord.
Right there, I lose you, don't I? Right there. How many times in the last 2 years have I quoted about the latest in church? How many times have I done that? And how many times have I told you who that is? Members in particular. Yeah, we're members in particular. Particular. And not a one of you. You sit right here again this morning and just... I mentioned the other day, I'm praying for the Holy Ghost to fall. And when I'm talking like this, I find every one of you on your face. Oh, you wouldn't do that. No, you wouldn't do that.
Yes, Lord.
Two men went up to the temple to pray.
Yes, Lord.
The one stood up.
Yes, Lord.
The Father.
Oh, God.
I want to tell you something. I know I'm a sinner, but I'm not like that one. Now, again, will you respond? The end result of this was a question by Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, you know it, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Tell it to me. Tell her, speak up.
Which one went home justified?
How important is it to be justified?
Yes.
If you're justified, you're forgiven.
Yes.
If you're forgiven, you're justified.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy, that's nice. Hey, Lord, we're casting out devils. We're healing the sick. We're doing great works. He said, don't rejoice over that.
No, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why, we gave all of our money. We work every day on this farm. Don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your name, your name. Feast of charity. You won't join and become one with everyone. No, you sit right there and you look at it. That old flesh, isn't it? It just domineers, doesn't it? A fleshly mind. It's always operating concerning the flesh. You can't worship God in the flesh. You can't worship God in the flesh because God's a spirit.
Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
That God's a spirit.
Yes.
And they that worship him
glory.
Could, maybe, might.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
And you folk don't even know how to do that, do you?
Glory. Hallelujah.
I just haven't been a very good leader, have I?
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Now, we're not going to follow you, Brother Stair. We're going to follow Christ.
Lord.
Then you follow each other because you're convinced that Christ is in every one of you and you lead people astray.
Hallelujah.
Two men went to a temple to pray. Quite a few came out to the tabernacle to pray.
Lord. Thank you for mercy, Lord.
You gotta look at your faces. Ain't no way you're going to get a guilty look on your face.
My Lord Jesus.
I'm here, ain't I? Are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you?
Jesus.
I'm going to heaven. We're not there yet.
No. No, no, no.
And as the tree falls, so shall it lie. So as you live, so shall you die.
Glory.
And you won't even... What a statement come out of my mouth. And you won't even respond to that. If it wasn't that your life is hidden with Christ and God,
amen.
You'd have no life at all.
Amen.
And that's only because he's on it.
That's right.
He's the one that came walking on the water.
Amen.
He's the one that came. But they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him. They supposed. But your suppositions. What do you suppose?
Glory God.
Here, are you? And no matter how many times I have clearly, precisely opened up the scriptures to you, and I kept trying to tell you, I'm not a preacher of the word. I know about to preach the word. And we've had the word preached.
Amen.
Yeah, but I'm not a preacher of the word. I'm a preacher of one who God reveals what the word says. Scriptures! Scriptures! The word opened up! Like I'm doing with the... Two men went up to the temple to pray. Well, we come to the tabernacle to pray. We come to the overcomer to pray. We tune on a radio station to worship this morning. Two should be in the bed. One should be taken, the other left. Two should be working in the field. One should be taken, the other left. One should be grinding at the mill. One should be taken, the other left. Noah's day. Everybody was taken. Noah and his family was left. To give us a establishment of the kingdom. We're going to be left. We're going to meet the Lord in the air, come back to earth, and we're going to be left on this earth. Well, I've done it so much, but I can't praise God no other way. This is my natural way, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
You need to get drunk.
Jesus.
You're just not drunk. You need to get drunk.
Yes.
You need to get filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
And you lose your equilibrium.
Yes.
You need to get drunk.
Yes.
You need to get drunk.
Yes.
can see clearly. You didn't get drunk. Now be not drunk with wine, where is it excess? Oh, we're getting wine bottles now. We're making our own wine. And we might have it here every time we come. We might have a table up here with wine every time we come to prayer. Yeah, we got so much, we got to use it. There's so much Holy Ghost around here, we ought to get them. How do you think God is here? And what is the Spirit? The Holy Ghost. And you're probably filled with the Holy Ghost. Am I able to show you how close this is? They were eating. They were drinking. They were partying. They were married. They were having babies. Boy, just mention about this business of having babies or not getting married. That's because we do not believe. There's no blessing on having children today. There is no, your children are not a blessing to you, and you're not a blessing to them.
Amen.
You can spend money, do all the things to bless them, and they.
Truth.
You won't believe that, will you? I told you in those days there were no children in the ark. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Amen.
So why do you think God saved Noah and then his sons and their wives so they could produce children?
Amen.
But not on the ark.
Amen.
Boy, you folk won't give it up, will you? Ay, God.
Hallelujah.
Why can't I get out of here? I know when you come. But it seems so far away, and yet it's so near. And just sit there, no moving. And I'll take it on the chin, and your reaction later on, some way you.
Hallelujah.
I was lying in my bed this morning, and an old song went through my mind. You know, the world is wiser.
Amen. Yeah.
So they sang a song some years ago and said, you always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt.
Amen.
At all. Nobody knows that song? Never heard it?
Yes.
Anybody ever sing it? How about your actions? Which one of these people you haven't hurt or haven't hurt you? These are the ones you love. These are the ones that love you.
Amen.
And you love me, right? If you don't love the truth,
amen,
you're never going to love me.
Amen. So true. Good love.
And because you receive not the love, especially if I tell the truth about you, you don't love that. And we're full of presumption.
Oh, yes, Lord. So true.
We look at somebody, look at someone, we'll presume. Then it activates our self-will. We got it right. Boy, this kind of preaching, I stand up. See, I don't meditate this. I meditate about the situation. I meditate about, why are you doing that? Why are you acting like that?
Hallelujah.
Why are you doing this?
Yes.
Why are you sitting there not
yes.
You won't comply with it, will you?
Amen.
Huh? I won't let the spirit of your flesh show out, will I?
Amen.
I'll shut you down, shut you up.
Glory.
Won't I?
Yes.
And you know what you do with that? Well, who are you? Well, who am I?
Hallelujah.
Who is he?
Glory.
Who is God? Do you know God? Or do you know about him?
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord God. Bless him. Bless him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, God.
The churches tomorrow will do that.
Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus.
Evangelical churches, they'll sing.
Yes, Lord.
Pentecostal churches, they'll shout and dance and talk in tongues.
Yes, Lord.
But they won't have no fellowship with the run down the road.
Yes, Lord.
No fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, God.
Do you know how rare it is for, in the state of South Carolina, to find black and white sitting in the same...
Amen.
You, right down the road, you find one of the biggest black churches there is. Tomorrow, they'll be packed. Right down the road. Yeah, right down the road. Up here, you find a little mission. Yeah, right down the road, you come. Yeah, right down the road, you find two or three little black churches. And they're not coming together.
No.
Huh? Their black is not big enough to pull them together. Because that one bleeds. You folks don't even look sorrowful. Boy, are we proud. God, are we proud. Knowing nothing.
Yes, Lord God.
All we know about God. We know about Jesus. We know about the Spirit. But do we know the Spirit?
Hallelujah.
Because you should try every spirit.
Glory.
Every spirit.
Hallelujah.
Try every spirit.
Hallelujah.
To see whether it be of God. What does that mean? Why? In you.
Amen.
Every spirit that glorifies itself in your flesh. In your flesh.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Is that the flesh doing that? Or is that the Spirit?
Hallelujah.
I bowed on my knees and cried. Is that the flesh just singing a nice song? Or is that the Spirit? Is this just the flesh talking? Now if I start to show you what I got this morning. Now I'm sitting in my house and I'm trying to figure out what in the world... What in the world, the spirit that comes on these grounds?
Hallelujah.
Division, questionings. Why should we question each other?
Amen.
We've all been redeemed.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
You've all been picked out of a pit.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Why the hell do you want to go back in that pit?
That's right. Yes, Lord.
That old flesh. Why turn you again to the weak? I guarantee you hardly any of you ever stopped long enough to figure out what that means. Why turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements when I would you love me? I would have things my way. It's never going to be.
No, thank God.
How'd your marriage turn out? How'd you have the babies turn out? How'd you get a good job turn out? How about the government stimulus? How about the social security? How's that turning out? Come on, come on, come on. It's faith that never fails. Doctors fail, doctors lie, preachers lie, preachers fail, but Jesus never fails. So where is he? Where is he? Right there, there, there. Come on! When the hell are you folk going to get converted?
Amen.
Before I came out, I was reading a story about a pagan island. Do you ever realize what we've done in this world? Mostly white civilized people. they go to pagan places, and long time they wouldn't even let us on the ground. They kill us because we're going to change their way of life. They lived for thousands of years off the land. They drank water out of creeks. They ate bugs off the ground. I saw the other day in North Korea where they went out and dug up worms and bugs and frogs to have something to eat. Why, the thought of that to you would hack. Bring a snail and they say, goody. I told you Richard Wurmbrand was feeding a little mouse with his little crumbs that he would get until he got fat. Then he'd take the mouse and put it in his mouth and eat it. I never knew that. 4 years. You people are stupid. You're not just dumb, you're stupid. Have eyes and don't see nothing. And then I'll sing the song to you about what I see. Mine eyes have seen. Woe be unto you who desire the day of the Lord. I'm quoting the book to you.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, Brother Patterson, I'm quoting the book to one that God had you open up and read.
Glory.
Well, it didn't mean you, prophet. That was his question.
Glory.
That was God answering his uncertainty.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Why don't you open the book and you'll find me there.
Yes.
Refining fire.
Hallelujah.
Full of soap.
Yes.
Trying to purify the sons of Levi.
Yes.
With your contaminated with their iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. To make a people ready for the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Are you ready?
My Lord.
Are you ready for the judgment day?
Jesus. Glory to God.
You can't stand in this judgment? How are you going to stand in that one? He's more righteous than me. He won't budge.
No.
When's the last time you read about the coming of the Lord in judgment? How many times he told you how he precedes it? Separates the wheat from the goats or from the tares? And how many times have you been told what a tare is? How many times have you tore up this thing? How many times have you tore up fellowship? A tear.
Thank you, Lord.
A tear. A tear. How many times have you come in this tabernacle and tear this place up with your own opinion? Huh? A tear. A tear. Uh-huh. Well, I remember the time you came here.
Thank you.
I keep telling you, for people to understand, I ran out, she was out front, gave her a big hug.
Bless you, Jesus.
Want to know what you're doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked you where her husband was.
Hallelujah.
And I said, you go back to your husband.
Oh, God.
And I gave her some money. Yes, I did.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless you, God. Bless you, God.
Now, rather than you want her back. So, you know, see what God had in sight?
Oh, bless you.
God knew he was going to do that.
Yeah.
Or I tell her the same thing now. Go back to him.
Bless you.
Huh? You wicked people!
Yes, Lord.
Repent of this thy wickedness!
Yes, God. Oh, God.
Now, what I started to do when I went to the thing this morning, I started to read some of the conditions that's taking place. For instance, out in California, a whole city, something like 4,000, maybe 6,000 people were evacuated. Mandatory. Get up. Get out. Well, where are we going to go? Oh, we got to do something. What are we going to do? Huh? Oh, we're going to give you a stimulus check, but who's going to pay for it? And see, we'd buy that. We'd buy that. See, God brought us here to separate ourselves from that kind of thinking. And I, though in mind, I'm sorry. I gave up a little bit. I let you use your nice air conditioners and your fine tools. And now when I ask you, can I do something? Well, what are we going to do it with? You didn't leave all to come here. You brought a whole lot of it with you. When we find, decide where to put her, we had to find a place where she could put all of her stuff. Come, she didn't leave all. And I quote to you how they left all. And I tried to tell her the other day, you don't think those men had wives or had children or had homes? Hey! You read your book, don't you? I ask you again, you don't think they had children, wives, homes, jobs? And they went out not knowing where. Just got up and left. And they went. And I ask you again, where can you go after you go everywhere? Come on. You go back to your home, back to your jobs, back to your children, back to your paychecks. They went everywhere, not even knowing how do we go and get there. Men that were killed, slaughtered. I wonder what in the world it was. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, what do you get filled with? The love of God. And the love of God is greater far than love for a wife, love for a husband, love for children, love for... What kind of love do you have this morning? Love of yourself, huh? That's the one that's taking place. For men should become lovers of their own self. Proud. Blasphemers. When you trust in your own works, you're blaspheming the works of God. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. Is it all right with you if I say that? Is that all right with you?
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Give me a work to do. To root out, to tear down, to destroy.
Hallelujah.
We're coming to the planting season.
Hallelujah.
Of course, it's going to be a late planting.
My Lord.
You people ought to look at your faces. I'm sorry, folks, but your eyes, they take preeminence, don't they? Eyes. Yeah, how about your eyes?
Oh, bless you. Huh?
The eyes have it, don't they?
Bless you.
I don't mind, Lord, if you can do it.
Glory.
I wouldn't mind. In fact, I'd like you to get down to the floor and cry with them. That old flesh won't let you do it, will it?
God.
The flesh lusteth against the spirit. So that you cannot do what you know you should do.
Glory, God.
How much more do I have to talk to you this morning?
Jesus.
How many times have you heard the voice? And then you question it.
Thank you, Mercy.
Now, I'm just going to read a few headlines. Bankruptcy filings. Now, Mr. Trump tells us, an argument tells us, everything's fine. He's telling how I got a whole bunch of new automobile plants started up in Michigan, which was the manufacturer of automobiles in America. Yeah. Detroit. The origination of Ford and Chevrolet and Plymouth. Hey! Somebody say, I got it, prophet! The thing I can't understand is how people can hear Mr. Trump and don't know the man lies. And we got people in the church world who are defending him in his lies. When a man of sin appears, he's going to be lying.
Amen.
And the so-called people of God are going to buy it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Sit in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God.
Amen.
To exalt himself above all that is called God.
Yes.
That spirit's already inside of you. Already.
Hallelujah.
Even now.
Oh.
Little children, you know by the word of God, by the thing that's happening, that Antichrist must come.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And even now,
oh, yes,
even now, this morning, in this tabernacle,
yes,
in this place, there are many anti-spirits.
Yes, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, Almighty God.
And when people, they call it fact-checking. He's fact-checking the Congress. And they're all lying.
Oh,
everyone.
Oh.
They're checking the bankers. They're lying.
Amen.
The tax collectors, they're lying. They're not using the tax money for what's supposed to be done. The rich are getting richer. And they can fool you, but you. Look how they hooked us down with, tied us up with Social Security.
Yeah.
What are you living on, Social Security? Well, what are you doing, Prophet? I'm not living on Social Security.
Yeah.
I'm depending upon eternal security.
Yeah.
I don't get Social Security. They won't even give it to me. And I'll say to you, what was it that 50 years ago, before this came, that God said to you, get out of that program. You get out of this city. You get out of debt. First of all, I never went in debt. And when I started to, I still haven't gone in debt. Just last week, you saw God deliver me from debt. I was in debt because I... For years and years, I never touched. Most of you folks didn't give much money either. Y'all had Social Security, but I didn't go after it.
Amen.
Remarkable when I told y'all, stop holding back, and here comes Ryan with 7,000. I wonder where that came from. Where did it come from? He was holding it back. And he'll tell you, well, you know, in case I need it. And I told you, folks, you have to hold any of it back. You need something. And it's right, we'll get it for you. My God shall supply all. You may not need it, then he won't supply it. But if it's a need, he'll supply it. Somebody! I try to tell Tim that you don't have to go get a job. Well, you don't have to. Move right back home and we got plenty of work. Yes, sir. He's a good worker.
Yes.
Amen.
You need to go out in the world and get work.
God bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You folk, again, watch. I said to my daughter last night, she's going to come. I said, we got some chicken we're going to give you. Well, you have some. She said, huh? Then she asked me, how'd you do it? Well, how did I do it? Does anybody remember how I did it?
Yes.
First of all, we didn't even need the chicken.
Oh, God.
We got a chicken yard full.
Yes.
We got a brother out there doing a good job with them chickens. Won't be long. We take them out, butcher them, put them in the pot. Same day, same time. Just butcher the ones you need.
Yes.
We got the butchering down pat. Are you folk going to repent? There's not even a spirit of repentance on you. There's arrogance in your eye.
Almighty God.
Well, I'm not wrong.
Almighty God.
How many people try to prove God wrong by sending a prophet? There ain't no prophets today.
Oh, God.
Only one church, and they want to prove God wrong by creating all kinds of churches.
Amen.
And that's another thing. Years ago, God said to me, get out of the churches.
Yeah.
Get out of the cities. How you folk up there in New York? Listen, still up there? Huh? All you folk at Times Square. When David Wilkerson first went there, he got them young folk and got them out of the city. And when he wouldn't or couldn't get all of you out, then God took him out. Well, I'm not afraid, he said the other day. If destruction comes to New York, I want to be right in the middle of it. Not me.
No.
Uh-huh. When destruction comes from the Almighty, I want to be saved from it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Yes.
When God destroys this whole world, I want to be out of here.
Yeah.
I wish somebody jump out now and shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
But when Jesus comes, I want to get ready to go. Well, just the other day, I read an headline. There had been one new auto part place built in Michigan. It's lying preacher, president. Not one. First of all, there's no money. And the guys who run them things, they took their money and ran. The ones that used to do that. Why does he say, I don't know what he's talking about? I think I got a percent, but I'm not quite sure. He can't be that bad. There's nothing good in this life.
Amen.
Nothing good in your life.
Amen.
If you're not in Christ, there ain't nothing good at all.
Hallelujah.
None good. No, not one. Now, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, it all focuses around him. He's the focal point, ain't he? He's the focal point. His name is Jesus. Not Trump, not R.G. Stair, not Pope Benedict. No. Not even your name. He's going to give you a new name, Jesus. Name always denotes identity. I'm a Democrat, identity. I'm black, identity. I'm white, identity. I'm Japanese, identity. Why are you so quiet? I've told stories over and over again, but you don't like my stories. I don't care whether it's a black man or a black woman or a white man, they all make love the same way.
Amen.
The women split their legs and the man goes in.
Amen.
And they'll go, woo! And then it's over with. Soon over. I saw the other day where two couples were in the bed making love, and 5 minutes later she shot him. She just killed him. Because he didn't respond the way she wanted to. Because she went, he was over there. And she was getting right at the heat, and he stopped. And boom. Stop it. What the fool are you going to read something like that? Well, you're so holy, you can't believe that this one over here has split her legs and had a man go inside of her. And how many kids? Two of them.
Amen.
Huh? They just came virgin birth? You didn't holler, did you? Come on, folk. Who the hell? What's wrong with you?
Amen.
I just got to, there's many stories like that where people in the bed making love, as they call it, and then kill one another. It's all over the world. But Dad, you shouldn't tell us things like that. The wickedness of man. It's so great. The little girl soldiers in North Korea, you know what? How they get accepted? Huh? They got to submit themselves to the to the orphanage. Yes. Our world's corrupt people.
Yes.
Men of corrupt mind.
Yes, Lord.
Destitute or desperate.
Yes.
Trying to find the truth of love.
Yes.
Are you going to wake up, or are you going to sit there and go through the whole morning again? I know Mr. Trump's telling lies. He's incapable of telling the truth. And he's just making mockery of us intelligent people.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You better get out.
Praise
they might come with those big old guns after me.
Hallelujah.
Root out. Tear down.
Yes, Lord.
And you're right, I'm going to tear down your little iniquitous attitude. I'm going to tear it down. I'll look you right square in the face. Right square in the face. I'll look you right square in the face. That will. Arrogant, proud, haughty, boastful. Oh, how I love Jesus. And then you don't love your neighbor. You are a liar.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Why? You didn't love your enemy.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Glory.
Then that despitefully use you. So are you paying back by despitefully using them?
No.
You're wrong, people.
Wrong.
You're, it's not worth it. It's going to cost you your soul.
Amen.
We don't think too much about the soul anymore, do we? Do we?
No.
Soul, take thine ease. Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna give you an example, okay? Watch me. Watch me. I'm going to show everyone here. I'm going to show you. Watch me. Watch. Watch.
Hallelujah.
My feet are hurting because I got these fancy shoes on. My legs have been stinging all morning. What time was that? We had to throw that vinegar inside at 2 o'clock. Pull me right out of the bed with a cramp. So, boy, I always marveled at that. 30 days in jail, sleeping in uncomfortable positions, never got a cramp. Never got a cramp. I come over here and I get cramped every day. Cramping my, you understand? Trying to hinder me.
Hallelujah.
If you don't want to go, don't hinder me.
Amen.
Or anybody else. Don't stand in the way of sinners and sit in the seat of the scornful. Because your delight should be in the law of love.
Yeah.
And in that law do you meditate day and night. And then you'll be like a tree planted by the river of life whose leaves shall not wither, whose testimony will not fade. Somebody, somebody, somebody! What? I'm waiting for somebody to touch you.
Hallelujah!
Don't you know what believing is? It's faith that works by love. That's believing. If you have faith without love, you're not believing. Well, now, can I get my encyclopedia out and see if that's what it says? Yeah, faith, believing. Or believing, faith. And faith works by love. So what lack we? Why is our faith not working?
Perfect
See, authorities say that Aaron Robinson killed Gillian. I think it was his girlfriend, somebody. Then he and his girlfriend dismembered him, having an orgy. Threesome or foursome? Does anybody have any conception of what an orgy is? It's 8 or 10 people getting together, swapping around. Come on, you stupid school teacher! Boy, you say things so hard for me to understand. Boy, the stuff that's going on in our country is so abominable. What's that guy whose mother was very rich? He's back in the studio now. You know what he said? I thank Jesus. The guy who blasphemed, don't even believe in God. I want to thank Jesus for letting me get back in public so I can show off my little baby from my male friend. Can't shut him up because he got plenty of money. Don't want to shut him up. What are we going to accept? The bona fide truth. This is an evil generation. And it's the love of money.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How much does the love of money affect you? Well, I don't love money. I just love what I can get with money.
Jesus. Thank you.
Not going to work, is it, Lord? I told you, boy, I gave up. I just gave them up. To vile affections, to do those things which are unseemly. Just don't seem right for these people to respond like this, but they're going to do it. Very comfortable in their rebellion. I wonder who I'm talking to. Well, let me see here. Yeah. The guy killed this guy, and then he and his girlfriend dismembered. They were having a love feast, and he was part of it. So when he got done, they dismembered and buried her remains. And they're still trying to figure out justice in the matter. And I try to tell you for years, there is no justice in this land. One nation with liberty and justice for all. Tell that to the immigrants. Tell that to the hundreds and thousands of men we've put in jail. Not even guilty of what they were charged with. Tell it to them. Tell it to your sons who are put away, or your daughters, or your husbands, or your wives. Because they were found guilty by a court of law.
Jesus.
Don't hear the phone ringing, do you? Wasn't expecting it. See, I'm going to give Steve a chance to run his big mouth again. That dog. A new covenant! Yeah! Liar.
Amen.
God's not going to give us a new covenant. He'll make all things new. A new life,
yes.
A new mind,
yes.
A new heart,
yes.
A new reason.
Yes.
Glory to God!
Yes.
The psalmist said in Psalm 26:5, I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked.
Hallelujah.
Psalm. One of David's. What did he know about that? Huh? I abhor. How many times have I said that? You abhor yourself yet? Huh? I wish I had an assembly of people who abhor themselves. we get along a lot better if you didn't love yourself so much. I abhor the assemblies of evildoers. To abhor, you become part of it. And I refuse to sit with the wicked who refuse to say, I abhor myself. Okay? Come on. I wish you'd learn how to get rid of that stupid head. Same with you. I'm looking right in your faces and I can't believe it. Such hard looks. Of misunderstanding, who can't conceive or perceive. Eyes and see not. I looked up the word lawlessness. That's what I was doing this morning. Cause when I couldn't find it like I wanted to, I went to the dictionary. When a society ignores the law, the lawlessness is the result, and chaos ensures. Now, they're talking about man's law, because God did give man's law.
Amen.
The time of the judges after Joshua's death was marked by upheaval, oppression, and general disorder. This is from a dictionary, secular writer. The biblical historian puts his finger on the reason for the tumult, the upheaval. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit.
Amen.
Isn't that what you do most of the time? Judges 21:25, you know it. When there was no judge, every man did that which is right in his own eye. The riot in Ephesus. Now this is coming from a dictionary. It's not coming. You got a lot of scripture here, though. The riot in Ephesus is a good example of lawlessness in action. Now, I didn't know there was a riot in Ephesus, did you? Acts 19, read it. Read it. This is in a secular writer. A writing on lawlessness. All right?
Came to pass. After a while, Apollos was at Corinth. Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus.
Apollos, a good speaker now. A good speaker. Orator. Compared to Paul, Paul was crude and rough. Read.
And finding certain disciples.
Come on.
He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be.
Now remember, we're looking for the right, the upheaval.
Then there were certain of the vagabond Jews.
Vagabond Jews.
Exorcists, who took upon them to call over to them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached.
Called a riot.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so.
Glory.
The evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
See what causes a riot?
Jesus.
We know a lie, but we don't know the truth. The Black Lives Matter. If you go right amongst them folks that are Black Lives Matter, and you say all lives matter, they get mad.
That's right.
But that is the truth. What's more valuable of a black life or a white life? They're all life. Life is so precious. Hallelujah. Somebody better get, where's your life? When Christ, who is your life, shall appear. Where's your life here? Where's your life, huh? His life matters. All life matters. God, who is our life? God, who is our... God's life matters. He's alive. He lives. He's not dead. God's life matters. I wish somebody... God, what I gotta do? they won't. They're not going to do it. Or you think your life matters, but your life is His. Yes. With Christ. Yes. And because His life matters.
Yes,
let the beauty of Jesus. Oh, isn't that pretty?
All His wonders, compassion, and purity.
Isn't that sweet? Read some more of that, please.
After these things were ended, Paul proposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent unto Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him.
How do we bypass the vagabond you?
This is the one with the right with the emphasis.
But you did mention the vagabond Jews.
Yes.
And that's the one that caused the riot.
All right.
The certain of the vagabond Jews.
Okay, vagabond. I said vagabond.
Glory.
Exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now, that, if I remember the Toronto Blessing? Yes. If I remember the one that came out of Orlando? Boy, they were known for casting out devils.
Hallelujah.
You don't hear too much of them anymore. No, you don't. There for a while, the Toronto Blessing was all over the place. Almost makes you want to go to Toronto to get the blessing.
Yeah. Glory, my Lord. Oh, Jesus.
We tell about the blessing of God here, and not too many folk want to run here and get the blessing. They want us to send a blessing to them. But here's the blessing.
Yes.
And we'll go right back to the chicken. We'll go right back. It's amazing. And you folks sit there. And you hear it tell it to you.
Glory God.
First of all, when they first went for chicken, we had to find out, do we need that chicken? We have chickens. We got a yard full of them out there.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Homegrown.
Thank you, Father.
Know they've been fed the right stuff. Handled by the right one.
Bless you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
We're going to put this to the test. We're going to take some of our chickens and butcher them and then cook them at the same time you cook some of these we got. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
In the texture, in the taste.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Amen.
You taste and see what the Baptists offer you, and taste and see what God gives you. There's no comparison. They'll both be a taste, but they won't taste right. There's only one that will taste right. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How often I would gather you like a mother hen would gather a chicken, homegrown chickens, homegrown chickens. We can offer it up as a sacrifice of praise. This is sure good. How about making some chicken and dip it, cook it in a little honey? Yeah. Honey was sweet. Yeah, you can do that. I don't mean cook it in honey, but put a little honey in.
Yes.
Could you do that there?
Yeah.
You can. We got plenty of honey, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you're honey.
Amen.
Hello, honey.
Love it. Sure.
Thank you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Ain't she a honey one?
Yes.
Ain't she sweet?
Yes.
Even when she's mean. She's sweet. Boy, you folk aren't going to budge, are you? Your mind is going to sit there and tangle you all up. And you're going to say, he's talking about that one. No, I'm talking to you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Rebellious. Stubborn. Self-willed. Where are you boys going? Gonna work on a computer? Huh? Well, go get it done. I know you this morning when Mark says we can help you. I sure hope we get it done soon.
God bless you, Jesus.
God bless you, Brother Mark. Malachi, he's all right.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could show you your faces.
Hallelujah.
But the confusion of faces. Why is he talking about Mark? And he's right in the middle of a service. He says, "Where are you guys going?"
Glory.
And then he didn't want to ask me, but I know where they're going. They're taking this time to work maybe on my computer's house or one, trying to get this thing to a message right. See, you're just like my computer. I push the button, you go, woo, 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 woo. Well, Pastor, does our computer do that? Woo, 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 woo. Whole lot of information there. But it won't connect. A lot of you folks need to learn how to connect. You know, connect to the mind of Christ. Woo, 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 woo.
Huh?
Read some more.
We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. There were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew and a chief of the priests, which did so, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul,
do you people hear this? Do you hear this? Are you listening? They said, we adjure you by Jesus. Do you know the one that Paul preaches about?
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. That's the one I preach about. The one Paul preaches about.
Yes.
Read.
Glory.
And the evil spirits answered and said, I know.
Hallelujah.
And Paul, I know.
Hallelujah.
But who are ye?
My Lord.
And the man in whom the evil spirit.
I wonder why you folks are saying to me, who are you?
My Lord. Hallelujah. Look.
Who do you think you are talking to us like that?
Oh, my God.
And then you pick me right out of a whole bunch.
Glory. Glory. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Don't let them shut you up, sister.
Yes, Lord.
Don't let them shut. Don't let them.
Glory.
They need that little trigger there.
Glory.
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 Master, the tempest is right. Sitting here this morning, you ought to stop what you're doing.
Jesus.
You're looking around and say, what are that folk all shouting like that for? Are you so proud, so haughty, that you can't join in with the saints?
Glory.
Are you going to sit back in the ship
Glory.
While Peter's out there crying?
Glory.
And you know what happened? Because Peter did that, Jesus entered into the ship. The ship.
Amen.
And don't ship out.
Amen.
Can we get ready to be shipped up?
Yes.
You ought to stop. You ought to hate that place.
Amen.
that stops you from rejoicing with the saints. Stops it. See, your works of love don't mean nothing. It's the worship. We worship together.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Not separately.
No.
I worship my way, you worship your way. There's only one way.
Hallelujah.
And they that worship must worship in spirit. Now, spirit makes alive.
Hallelujah.
There's some action.
Yes.
There's some reaction.
Hallelujah.
When that spirit moves, there'd be some reaction.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 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 I've told you for years that Christianity is more reaction than action. I've never told you that. I'm worried about your action. I want to see a reaction. What do you do with them, Lord? What do you do? I don't know, son. I tried my best. I sent my best, my only begotten son. Humbled himself. Became obedient. Died on the cross. I wonder if you realize why those things are written. Don't you think we need to learn about rebellion?
Yes, Lord.
So we don't be rebellious as they are.
Hallelujah.
Got to read some more.
And the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them.
Yes.
So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Mm. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all.
Ah, oh, that's what's lacking.
Jesus.
That's what's lacking. The fear of God. If you feared God like you ought to, you wouldn't touch his anointed.
Hallelujah.
And if you did touch him, you would know they're anointed.
Hallelujah.
Don't you understand that every one of you have been chosen by God?
Hallelujah.
He didn't know what he was doing. He should have checked out with you. When are you going to repent? I'm serious, Paul. I'm very serious. What do I gain by doing this? Sometimes more bitterness and more hatred and more defiance. I dare not tell you, people, I'm a man of love.
Hallelujah.
And God is a God of love.
Yes, he is.
We don't understand love, do we?
Yes, Lord.
Glory. A riot. Mm-hmm. That's terrible, boy. Lawlessness. The example in Ephesus, Acts 19. The rioters were confused and unsure even of why they were rioting. Verse 22.
Yes,
Lord. So he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus. But he himself stayed in Asia for a season.
He would go home with them to somebody else.
Amen.
Could that kill old Paul?
Yes.
Could that faithful Jew be crying out by Jesus whom Paul preaches?
Amen.
The coming of Jesus Christ, like R.G. Stair preaches. This is the last generation. Show me another preacher on the face of the earth that has enough conviction even to say it, let alone to believe it. Call on your preachers. Ask them when Jesus is coming. They don't know, and they don't want to know.
Amen.
How about you? You don't know when Jesus comes because you got plans, don't you?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Bless your name, oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I wonder what it's going to take to make people realize that I am the the last day prophet, the last messenger, the last one.
Amen.
There won't be another one.
No.
If Jesus don't come when I die, and you're going to be living on this earth, they will even forbid you to even mention his name.
Amen.
They'll forbid you to pray in his name.
Yes,
they'll forbid you to worship in his name.
Amen.
They're doing it now.
Yes,
tomorrow, a lot of churches are not going to be allowed to gather together.
Amen.
Hey!
Yes, Lord.
We're here in the land of Goshen.
Yes. Glory, thank you, Father.
They didn't shut down Catholic churches. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. They're shutting down Jewish synagogues. There's a few preachers that say, but we've been told to gather. And God knew about this. He said two or three. So we can have social justice by... two or three over there, two or three over there. Come on. Why won't you folks see this?
Amen.
Boy, you... who? Holy Son. Gosh. No, vengeance is mine.
Yes, God.
I will repay.
Amen. Yes, God.
But that's only if you believe in me. If you believe in me and trust me, then don't take vengeance yourself.
Yeah. No.
Because that belongs to me.
Yes. Yes, God.
Father.
And don't try to justify yourself.
That's right.
Because that belongs to me.
Yes, God. Father.
I must have said that hundreds of times, and you folks sit there. Yes. You sit there. And for some reason you won't get it. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that
yes!
died. So don't condemn yourself, because he's not going to do it.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to condemn you.
Glory!
Everybody thinks I should be condemned, but I'm not condemned.
Hallelujah.
I'm just not condemned.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to condemn myself.
No.
And I'm not going to justify myself.
No,
I'm not going to do it.
No.
Just go to hell, folks. Get out. Walk. Come on. Put your nose in the air and go out the door. Go ahead. Go ahead, fool. Go ahead.
So true.
God has sent him a strong delusion.
So true.
I don't have to be here. I do what I want to do.
Glory to God.
There is a way. Oh, I'm doing right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lawlessness. I believe we ought to obey the law.
Hallelujah.
But not the law of man.
No.
The law of God. Which is love.
Yes, Lord.
Love. Lord, what saith the law? Why? It's just, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. With all your heart.
Amen.
Mm. With all your mind. Mm. With all your soul. Ah. With all your strength.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And then love your neighbor.
Yes.
Who is my neighbor?
Hallelujah.
Oh, a certain man fell among thieves. And the
Hallelujah.
Priest went by and the rabbi went by. Look, you folk don't even recognize the story. You want to wait till I tell it to make sure I got it right. And it's in that story where we see the example of Christ coming down. Going down into the pit,
yes.
Taking off his own robe,
yes.
Taking off the guy's dirty clothes,
yes.
Anointing him a little bit, and then putting on his new garment,
yes.
And then bringing him up out of the pit.
Yes. Yes.
That's what Jesus is going to do.
Yes.
This old pitiful world, he's going to come down.
Yes.
He's going to take off all of our dirty clothes.
Yes.
He got anointed with oil,
yes.
Good bath oil,
yes.
And he's going to put on his robe on us, and then he's going to bring us up, and figuratively speaking, he's already done that.
Yes.
Love, Don't care for us? Oh, I said, come on. What kind of a question is that, boys?
Right.
Hey, peace. Be still.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah. Why, even the winds.
Amen.
Even the winds and the waves obey his voice. Oh. 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 That's something. The winds and the waves obey his voice and his own children won't. The only interesting thing, because I wanted to be in this morning, but so I'd like to tell her, love is still listener.
That's right.
Yeah, still listener.
Still
from a life of who knows what.
Hallelujah.
I want, when did God's love stop?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. When did love find you? Long before you was even born.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I knew you. Don't you know when you're making love, you know each other?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah. He went out to her and he made love and he knew her.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible tells us. He knew her. He knew her. He knew her.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Hey, Brother James, you can still sit in the front row and read for me if I need you. Atta boy.
Hallelujah.
40 years old. 40 years old.
Yes, Lord.
A male virgin. That's unique in my generation. Because by the time I was 14, 15, I was already hitting the hot trail. How about y'all? Were you looking at the girly magazines or picking up the newspaper and looking at the girls with the lingerie? Oh. Susan Roebuck would come and I grabbed the Susan Roebuck catalog and I turned over to where they had the bras and... And that look at the bra, but really look at the girl inside the bra. Oh, none of you folk ever done. You never done that, did you, brother? Really? Huh. How about you, Kevin?
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah. None of you guys never grabbing scissors, robot catalog and looking? Man. So you looked at pornography too, didn't you? Pornography is when you see the reality and then you imagine that you're a part of it.
Amen.
You can sit right here. I can sit right here and I can put my mind on. I try to tell you that. That's why I told Edward, leave that girl alone. Why? Because a little Japanese girl, there's not too many men who have Japanese girls. I wonder if they respond like somebody else does. imagination. Wicked imaginations. And see, you're so wicked you won't accept a revelation of your own depraved state. Lawlessness. Lawlessness. No law. They don't want God's law. God's banner over you is law. The love of God. Then tongue. Can ever tell. God used to send his son. For God so loved. What the hell's wrong with you? What law did God use to send his son? What law did God use to send his son? What law did God use to send his son? For sinners! My God! Oh, God, this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. Disgusting. For God so loved the world,
He gave His only Son.
See, love gives, it doesn't take.
No, it sure does.
Lust will take. Love will give.
Amen.
You see, fried chicken up there, lust will take it. But love will say, you, brother.
All right. Amen. All right.
There's only two pieces there. You take them both.
Amen.
You ought to look at your faces. You really ought to look. There's so little enlightenment there. They're darkened. I don't understand. And their foolish heart was darkened, and professed themselves to be wise, and become fools. And this old world is making fools out of us. Mr. Trump is, he's a fool, and he's making a fool out of American politics. God has a purpose for establishing human government. I believe in that. To punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. Where, is that in the book? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. You got it, Brother Driver?
Or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well.
So I recommend you become a law-abiding citizen.
Amen.
Yeah. You drive out there and keep the speed limit. I was driving down Highway 15 one day and all of a sudden, I rolled down the window because I don't fight him. He says, you're driving 50 miles an hour, this is a 45 miles up. I know that. He's not going to be kind to you, I'll just give you a citation. Be careful.
Amen.
You went through that stop sign. Yep. You committed that sin,
Amen.
I'll just give you a citation.
Hallelujah.
I'll give you a warning.
Yes.
Don't keep doing this. See, I'm not sinning against God. No, I'm not. But you folks think I am. I will hide thy word in my heart.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And then if I tell you I'm not sinning against God, you sit there and look at me. But my sins are gone. So how in the world can you find my sins? Huh?
Amen.
You can't do it.
No.
See, and that's faith talking.
Amen.
That's faith talking.
Yes.
I don't put no confidence in his place.
No.
Well, they're not going to budge. God's people. Rulers are God's appointees to maintain order and promote righteousness in a civil society. Consequently, I read from the dictionary on the subject of lawlessness.
Hallelujah.
Consequently, who's rebel against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted.
Hallelujah.
Don't mock the Constitution. Of course, the letter of the Constitution has been all twisted out. But our founding fathers, they were God-fearing men, even though they had slaves.
Hallelujah.
Some of them got rich. And that's what I keep telling you. We do not live by the Constitution.
Amen.
We believe in it, though. If it wasn't for constitutional rights, we couldn't have service like this.
Yes.
We couldn't have guns to hunt with.
Right.
I have a chuckle when they came on the grounds. They were checking everybody. And did you take them to the house, Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Dennis took them over to his house. And was Caleb there?
Yes, sir.
Caleb was there. And they were looking for guns. And Caleb said, showed him his gun. He said, load it. You don't get it. We weren't. We were using guns lawfully.
Right. Amen.
We had nothing to hide. They looked all through my house for guns, and I didn't have any. But if they went up to the ready room, they'd have seen a gun, a 22. I don't know, it's still there.
Oh, bless you.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get a hold of yourself to where you start responding, or I'm going to get out of here, and you can just go do your own thing.
Oh, bless you.
You won't pay attention. You don't lay it to heart.
Amen.
You are rebellious people. That's all I know. I can't do. Most rebellious.
Hallelujah.
The Bible connects. This is a dictionary. And the Bible connects man's lawlessness and rebellion against God with his need for God's forgiveness.
Oh, yes.
That's what the law is all about.
Yes.
For by the law came the knowledge of sin, saying you need a God who forgives sin.
Amen.
You do.
Amen.
You.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
And I'll quit with this. Will you stand with me, please? I forget how many years it was when I stood right in this pulpit. I gathered everybody up here. Sister Burgess, you and your husband was not here that time.
No.
So later on I called you in. I would have no children. Because what I was about to say, I don't know if I'm going to take this.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on.
You got a fix, Mark?
Hallelujah.
What did you fix?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Your computer was locked up for an update.
Hallelujah.
Which one?
Your house computer.
Yeah, that one gets locked up all the time.
Hallelujah.
I guess I'm messing with it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Good. I know you're not seeing me.
Yeah.
Huh? Are you feeling me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Boy, you got a nice haircut.
Amen.
Who does that for you?
I do.
You do it yourself?
Yes, sir.
No problem when you're going to shave the whole head. Just cut it off. Good job. Good job.
Amen. bless you.
Hallelujah.
See, you people relate to nothing, do you? Men in the Bible shaved their head when they made a vow.
Yes. Oh, bless you.
Then you ought to shave your head.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Samson made a vow concerning his hair. He wouldn't cut it. And then when he just told it, he got betrayed. They cut his hair. Bingo.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
See, I haven't broken my vows.
Hallelujah.
When God saved me as a young boy, I started out, failed 10,000 times.
Hallelujah.
I had a fellow one day say to me, I heard you say if a man falls 7 times, he's done. I said, well, you've fallen 8 or 10 times. Oh, I said, so you're the judge, huh? See, but I never fell away.
Hallelujah.
I fell many times. But he kept me from falling away. I wish somebody. Don't you know who's keeping you from falling away in this age of great falling away?
Thank you, Father.
Huh? Saying that fail of the grace of God? Fall away?
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Paul!
Thank you.
Yeah. I know you're falling 1,000 times. The devil made you do it, and you. But I'm going to tell you something, Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. You. Boy, this generation, not many going to be saved. I know that. Can't we have at least these few?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
You said there's a few. Can I have a few, Lord?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Few that be that find it. If they'll let me, I'll show them the way. I'll show you how to find it. I might stumble around. Sister thinks she holds me up. I let her hold me up. I just let her hold me up. And then you hold me up. Lift Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see.
Call last night from a station in Nashville, Tennessee, the one that Sister Louise used to listen to. Now she's not there, I don't think. Now she's someplace else listening to somebody else. The foolish woman. Of course, there's no foolish people around here, is there? Listen to somebody else. When the Bible told you, one voice!
One. Hallelujah!
Not many! One!
Yes.
Well, how are we going to know which one?
Glory.
You question the voice. Do you know which one?
One voice.
You don't know which one?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
How can it be you? How can it be you? How can you be one that God has saved? How can you be one, you wretched soul?
Huh?
Jesus is the one. So you get Christ in you, then you're the one. The age of lawlessness. And all we do is holler the law, Constitution. That's the law of the land. Now, I have no problem with that Constitution. No, I don't. Because that law is a good law. But they administer it so bad. I saw this morning where they're letting a bunch of prisoners loose out in California to fight that fire. And if they fight the fire, they're free. You mean to tell me guys who are so terrible guilty? And you'll just let them go free because they fight a fire? Why? Because their guilt was not near what we put them in there for. Shouldn't have been there at all. See, the law also gives you liberty to say not guilty. If you say guilty, you say not guilty. And whatever you say can be true. That's what Jesus did. He gave you the law, said guilty or not guilty. He said not guilty. The Supreme Court. Appeal to that Supreme Court, people. You got a lawyer up there. Book. I put it there. Who are you? I'm his attorney. How do you plead? Not guilty. Wow. Wow. In the judgment, many will stand before Christ claiming a connection with him that exists only in their own minds. They will rehearse their good deeds done in his name, only to hear Jesus declare them workers of lawlessness.
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
At that time, those who practice lawlessness will be cast into the blazing furnace.
Okay.
While those who are covered by the righteousness of Christ will shine like the sun. These are the words of a man who's writing a dictionary defining lawlessness. And the only way to get any truth is go back to the Word of God. Ah, that Word of God. The word for lawlessness, I want you to listen. This is a dictionary writing. The word for lawlessness in the Bible is often translated iniquity. According to the Bible, the root of all lawlessness is rebellion. This is a dictionary. I don't know if he's a preacher or not. But how is he going to talk about sin and transgression without the book? For by it came the knowledge of sin. For by it came the knowledge of righteousness. Thank God for the knowledge. Now grow in that grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:4 defines sin as lawlessness. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. Rebellion is lawlessness. To commit sin is to be lawless. That is, the sinner breaks God's law. In this way, lawlessness is a rejection of God. Satan, who models the ultimate rejection of God, will one day empower the Antichrist, called the Lawless One, whose rise to power will be in accordance with how Satan works. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. You see, you people, you don't know the book.
Okay.
Lawlessness is contrasted with righteousness in verses such as Romans 6:19, 2 Corinthians 6:14, and Hebrews 1:9. The righteous, who have the nature of Jesus Christ, hate the deeds of the lawless. Lot, a godly man living in Sodom, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawlessness. And why was he just, Lot? Because God said he was just. Why are you just? Because the faithful one is just and calls you just. And the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord. pass away.
Yes.
Laws will pass away.
Yes.
But God's word will stand forever. Somebody!
Yes.
Hi, Lord. Yeah, well, you preach like that because you need. I sure do.
Yes.
Ain't got nothing else to stand on.
Amen.
The righteous who have the nature of Jesus Christ hate the deeds of lawlessness. Lot, a godly man living in Sodom, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. In fact, it overwhelmed him. Then he pled with the angels who were sent to keep him out of that thing. Spend the night. You know, one more night. Are you folk ever going to repent of your stiff-neckedness, your rebellion? And don't mock God.
Yeah.
Stop mocking him. Well, I'm going to be lost. No, you're not going to be lost. He found you.
Amen.
My God, woman.
Yes.
Why do you keep forgetting that?
Amen.
He found you.
Yes.
At the end of the earth.
Hallelujah.
He found you.
Yes.
And you come from a mighty long way.
Yes.
Thank you,
He found you.
Yes, Lord.
In Florida.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes.
He found you.
Yes.
In Florida.
Yes.
Where you found Rose. Rose knew what she was doing. You did?
I thought.
You'll do. Wish that mind. None of us ever done right.
No.
No.
Every time we're doing something, we done wrong. And we pay for it.
Amen.
But only until Jesus comes and he said, that's paid.
Amen.
Then we're going to be changed.
Hallelujah. I feel so much better. Amen.
I just did it.
Yes.
What did I say?
I'll be so much better talking about the good old ways. I'll be so much better talking about the Lord.
Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about. Let's go on.
Let's go on talking about the Lord.
I'll be so much better. It'll be so much better. You don't want to trust them feelings. Oh, I got so much here. The psalmist David said, I abhor the assembly of evildoers. Abhor. Have you heard anybody talk about abhorring? Huh. And then I tell you who said it.
Yeah.
Could you find anybody more perfect than Job?
Yeah.
But when he began to wanting to question God, and he said, what am I doing? God's going to go think of playing to him. Oh, I abhor myself. You folk love yourself too much. That's why you're always causing trouble. I didn't know David said that, did you?
Psalmist David said, Psalm 26:5, I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. So stop being wicked. Because the wicked turns from your wicked ways. Boy, I tell you, the Word of God just doesn't reach us, Lord. Just doesn't reach us. Unto you is the prophet sent.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Let no man deceive you. I've often told you, not even this man. I can't let my old man deceive me, tell me I'm all right. I know the word.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen.
But that new man will say, he says, you're right.
Hallelujah.
We've been made. Let's make man God's. I'm going to make him in righteousness.
Amen.
Create a new man.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I was thinking about the Queen of Sheba. Jesus actually mentioned her. She heard of the wisdom of Solomon. Boy, that guy knows what he's doing. And what he does is right. What? Cut a baby in half? And give it? She heard of the wisdom of Solomon. Now listen to me carefully. Solomon had wisdom in dealing with women. He had a lot of experience. And she was a woman. And she was a queen. Would Solomon know how to create the queen? Hmm? Solomon knew how to treat women. He knew how to put them to the test. Wisdom. Wisdom. I'm going to quit because I just thought I'm getting in trouble again.
Hallelujah.
If I could just go back and somehow shout you back. That old queen, she's up there maybe 35, 40 years old. And by virtue of her dominion, she has to be married soon. Who am I going to marry? Who will turn me down? Who do I pick? How about that fine soldier there who stand by to protect me? Or what about my financier who's watching over my money? Who should I choose? What? Solomon. He did that? She heard of the wisdom of Solomon. And the wisdom of Solomon is described in how he took a little baby. What the hell are you folks? Come on down! God damn it, they won't do it. There's nothing but pure stubbornness here this morning again. Don't even know how to humble yourself, do you? Do you? And God's going to have to fix it so you humble yourself. Because if you don't humble yourself, you will not be. So you better learn humility. Don't do that. So you think I'm exalting myself, huh? To talk like this, with all the things on me. All right, phone number. Here's the tabernacle. These damn folk won't catch nothing, will they? Let's see. Phone number is 843-538-1334. Right here in my presence. Right in front of all these folk.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Anybody listening?
Okay.
They're not.
Hallelujah.
They're looking, but they're not listening. Hey, let's see now. Hello.
God bless you,
brother. Who do you think that is?
Hello,
sister.
This is Sister Diane.
Diane Johnson of Finland, Minnesota.
You think I didn't know that?
Yeah, yes, you would.
That woman will call me every time I ask for a call.
Prayers and everything. You're just such a blessing to me, Brother Cher.
Would you say that again?
You're such a blessing to me, Brother Cher.
Who is?
Brother Cher, the last day prophet of the
morning. Lord bless you.
God bless you.
Are they ashamed? Nah, they're not ashamed.
Hallelujah.
What a faithful sister.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
I can call after any time of day, and she's right there. She got a home. She got a husband. Oops. Now, let me see. Hello? Who is this?
Brother Paul up in Canada.
Hey, you still alive?
I'm still kicking, figuratively speaking.
I thought that you got both your feet.
Well, I'm going to get some new ones, I figure, pretty soon here. I love you, Prophet. I love you, brother. You're on fire. You're on fire, brother.
I just got too much wet wood. All I get is a bunch of smoke. Okay. I'm glad you turned on the fire this morning. Blow the smoke away.
I love you, Saints.
Love you, brother.
Take care.
This is the prophet. This guy right here. Sorry, you're not a guy. I know who you are, brother. Last day prophet of God. Big voice. Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for you.
Lord bless you.
Bless you,
Prophet. Ah, that irks you, doesn't it? Why, he knew me before you did. He was one of the first voices way back years ago. And the only thing I regret was he didn't make it across the border like he should have. So one day I told him, come here. He came across the border, got to Detroit, I think it was, and then went back. Hello?
Yahweh God, having provided you without us,
go to hell.
Amen.
Just go to hell, Steve. You're a perverter. You're a distorter. You're a liar. You're of your father, the devil.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, I said last night, the rover sat down on my computer, and every day I got my little Catholic friends out there. And they say, get off the airwave! Mother Mary don't want you up here! Now, they've been doing that to me for 40 years, and I'm still on the airwave.
Amen.
Well, this guy here, he would have nobody else to holler if I wasn't here, see? Nobody listening to him. But you can't convince the devil of that. He thinks the only ones listening to him are the devil people. God people ain't listening to him. No, they're not. You think he believes that? It astonishes me how these people think that I am not preaching the new covenant. And do you folk know what the covenant is? If I go away, I will come again. A covenant. He's going to keep his end of the bargain.
Yeah.
And unto them that look for his coming, that's your end. That's your end of the covenant. You keep your end, he'll keep his. He's coming again. And he's coming in your lifetime. How a man who thinks he's serving God fights someone who preaches something like that. Oh, no, I ain't fighting you. To hell he ain't. Oh, Satan rages. We will not be defeated. We have the power. We have the word. We have the spirit. We have the opportunity. We have the responsibility. Can't even buy radio time. can't even do it. No, he can't. Hello.
God bless you. Thank you for your righteousness.
You saved us from our sins. God bless you, Prophet. We're all such filthy sinners. And if it wasn't for his righteousness, this is Brother David from Tennessee. God bless you for the word of truth this morning. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
See, the reason I don't respond, because this is a man that I've longed to get the hell out where he's at and come here. But he got, God didn't entangle him. He's entangled himself. If any man's going to war good warfare, he does not entangle himself. And these guys entangled with false doctrine, false spirits, false delusions. What's the matter? What's the matter? How's your warfare going on? Huh?
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Search me.
Oh, God. And know my heart.
Every day I'll say, my God, am I entangled? Am I entangled believing such a crazy thing that I'm the prophet? I'd like to say Elijah's here, but I'm not quite sure.
My Lord,
and the only reason I'm not quite sure is it's not time. He will be, he will be, he will be revealed in God's time. Not the time that God gives him. Because the only one who gives time is God. He's given you time or space to respect. The only one you. Nobody else will give it to you. Nobody else will accept your repentance. No, they won't. But if you repent righteously.
Thank you, Father.
I wish somebody gets saved. God, I wish you get saved. Our own worst enemy. Our iniquity. Oh, I'm glad old Snot Nose is called. Because he can be judged by my words. By the words out of my mouth will judge him. Well, what did I judge you? He's going to judge me too. Do you hear the words I'm saying? Huh? You hear me, Steve? In the words I'm saying, you're damned, sir. You will never walk through an open door. Because it never will be open to you, sir. You can try to kick it down, knock it down, ignore it.
Yes.
I'm the messenger of the door.
Yes.
And the door has been shut ever since I started talking about it. Most of you folks never even considered the door being shut. Never. But when once...
Yes.
And that doesn't mean once for all. It means once for you.
Yes.
When it's so funny, he finally rises up and shuts to the door. That's why I tell them guys down by the river, they're not going to be saved. God set before them an open door and they shut it.
Oh, God.
I still see him. I still see that dog, friend of mine, that God told him, that's my servant.
Oh, God.
Where are you at? You going to deny the witness? Well, I didn't know a prophet acts like you. I don't act.
A real live
prophet.
Amen.
But they kill the prophets, don't they? You ever kill me? Boy, you never meant me any harm, did you? I don't think you did. But boy, sometimes you have. You tell me to shout when my leg hurts so bad. No, I don't shout because your leg hurts bad. I said to shout because your name's written in the Lamb.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Yes.
Shout!
Praise!
Hey, you're getting better at it.
Praise the Lord.
You hear him?
Yes.
Except for a while, you can hardly hear him. All right, Sister Johnson called, Brother David called, Brother Paul, I mean, and then that snot nose his nose is so bloody, and you beat him blood with snot. Boy, you got a mess. Snot nose, smart aleck. Hey, Steve, are you listening? I dare you to walk through this door. Come and be with us at the Feast of Tabernacles. And walk through that door, Steve. I dare you.
Oh, God, yes.
Satan, I dare you to show yourself.
Oh, God.
We're coming to the final battle, and God's going to put you down, boy. I dare you, Satan, to show yourself. I dare you.
Amen.
You come against me with your sword,
hallelujah,
your theology, your big mouth. I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Don't come to me with your opinions and your thinkings. You, to hell with that. Oh, you want to do this morning, huh? You better stop hardening yourself.
Yes, Lord.
And stiffening your neck. You better stop doing it. Nobody else is doing it. You're doing it. You stiff neck. Nobody else is doing that. You are.
You
be stiff neck now and accept that. Haughty. Sometimes I sit down and I want to tell, how in the world can you folk even debate the question about Mr. Trump? Save America. God don't intend to save America. God has no plans on saving America. He is going to have a nation, but it won't be the United States. It'll be a holy nation. With people from every nation. Black, white, rich, poor, bond and free. They'll all be set free. Glory! Praise God, I'm free.
I've been set free by
the grace. No, you're not going to bond with Black Lives Matter. All life matters. I wish I was young again. Who's coming is after the working of Satan. Same main enemy, main tool is lies.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he'll speak great swelling words. And when I say it on the radio, and I say to you, and I say, Mike, this man does it.
Yes, he does.
That's all he does.
All
right. And they'll confront him right in his face, and he. Well, Brother Stair, he's setting up Jerusalem. Good. And you just keep your eyes on him. Once he gets assured he's going to be elected, he's already making plans to go over there. Yeah, he is. Hobnobbing with Saudi Arabia now, who still will kill Christians. But they worship, you know. I want to visit. See, Mr. Trump goes next time on their worship in Saudi Arabia. Wouldn't surprise me. All this called God. So they're in the temple of God. You know how many people go? He likes great gatherings. You know how many people go to Ramadan? Over there? And millions. There are people that come there who spent 5-10 years just getting there. There's one. See, damn you people, they don't know nothing. One of the Muslims' main desires is to make a trip to Mecca. At least once in their life. At least once. Now, you folks, the way you look at me is almost disgusting. Hello?
He's here.
Hello?
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. They're not coming through so clear.
Yeah, that's what we said. What's my phone says? You asked me to come on. I said, I'm doing so good. I said, you're saying that the guy is going to be calling in the bus. What's your name, Steve?
What's your problem?
I was calling you to, you said call you. And, well, I just wanted to give a lesson and let folks know. Well, this book is always saying it, that you are the prophet.
So bless yourself and say it. I said, bless yourself and say it and then believe it. See, I keep trying to tell these people. See, they use the clandestine way. I got something I want to tell you. I got something I'd like to cook. God, a woman called me yesterday. She said, God told me I should call you because he told you to call me. You didn't do it. I got something I want to tell you. And I keep telling every last one of you. This is the voice. Yes. You listen to me.
Yes. Amen.
Did I surprise you? I said, hello. I answered the phone.
Yes.
But not to have you tell me anything.
Yes.
Boy, that irks every last one of you, doesn't it? Because God, many years ago, in order to spare me, he said, don't you receive anything.
Yes.
Not even their praise.
Right.
Not even their honor.
Yes.
I'm the one's going to honor you, he said.
Amen.
Don't receive honor from men.
Lord.
Don't look for it. And I apologized to you many times when I said, I come up and I keep trying to get strength from you, hoping you receive me. And you're not even doing it this morning. But I've been strengthened.
Amen.
With might,
yes.
By his spirit,
yes.
In my inner mind. Well, I don't agree with that. Then go to hell. Can you think of any other reason why I'm still here? When I mentioned a chicken yesterday to Naomi, she said, how'd you do that? I said, well, how did I? Anybody remember how I did that? My God, you folks sit right there. We don't really need the chickens. We just need here and obey God. We can give the chicken away if they have to. We got a lot of chicken. Yeah. Does anybody know how we got it?
Yes.
By the word of the prophet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
And then you heard yesterday when the man gave us sold us a chicken for 30 cents a pound.
Amen.
You can't.
No.
And then the man insisted we had to let it go through him. And then we went through him. He gave us a whole bunch of. And they said, oh, y'all church, huh? So you got it. And Chinese, I got this, I got that. And you folks, stand right there. You stand right there. Damn them. You know why the rain stopped and the storm went by? Yeah, could we pray? No. Laying on a bed at 12 o'clock at night in the Kansas City, Missouri, with the meeting falling apart. Preaching in a theater would hold 1,000, had 5 people. Where the hell were you? Couldn't eat for several days, and one day I said, I'm going to eat. So I walk into a diner. Act like I got money. Sat down in a seat. The waitress come over and I ordered myself a good hamburger steak, string beans and corn, cup of coffee? Piece of rye bread.
Amen.
How am I going to pay for it? I had no money! The radio station called me last night. Said, Brother Sturridge, I need you to make a payment. Brother Mark, are you still up there? You remember how much we paid WNAH last year? We can find out, can't we? Yeah, we can find out.
Hallelujah.
This is the way you people look at me. No matter what something I switch from one to the other, I lose you right away.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I said, Sister, I said, he's needing money. So I called him, his name is Hoyt. Hey, Brother Stan, how you doing? He's one of the radio station managers that really loves the Lord.
Praise God.
You can tell by dealing with him. He might be a nominal Christian, but he is a Christian.
Right.
And he'll put me in anywhere on his station where there's open time.
Right.
Plus, what do I pay for?
Right.
See, now you're sitting right there.
Yeah.
We pay for overnight. But he says to me, whenever at a certain time throughout the day, there's no paid payment on, I just put you on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How are you? Can you put me on?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Just put me on. Quick.
Bless you, Jesus.
See, it doesn't move you people, does it? I knew what he was calling for. So I called him back. I said, what is Hoyt? Well, he said, can you pay for another year? Now, my year is not even up yet.
Bless you.
But he said, I got some bills I got to pay, and said, you're the only place I know where to go, because he can always pay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, my God always pays.
Yes,
yes, sir, if I make a deal. You see, you're going to stand right here this morning. Chicken. The brother went over to get chicken, but they went actually to get something else. Well, did they get chicken?
Yes.
Right, Edward?
Yes, sir.
What'd you go for?
Right.
Hot dogs.
Right.
You know what? We get a lot of hot dogs around here, and none of them are hot. Even when we cook them, they're not hot. By the time they get to us, they cool down a little bit. But they're hot dogs. People like them. They're hot.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Boy, oh boy. And so I was there and asked the guy about chicken. And the man sold us chicken. Am I stuttering?
No.
And the elder said, wow.
Yeah.
He wants to sell them for 35 cents a pound. Why did that shock you, Edward?
They normally 47 cents.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
47 cents a pound, and the guy offers them to us for?
Right,
35.
Amen.
I said to them, why'd you make a deal with them?
Right.
We got them going our way.
Right.
See, it's that word.
Yeah.
Boy, you won't budge, will you? You better start hearing my words, brothers.
Yeah.
You better start paying attention to them.
Hallelujah.
You're going to find yourself on the outside of the door when the door is shut. That's how close it is.
Hallelujah.
It will shut on somebody today.
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you,
God. They'll stop mocking me.
Hallelujah.
All you apostates. Denying the faith. Questioning God.
Lord.
Apostate. So I told Edward, I said, make him an offer.
Yeah.
We'll get some more.
Right.
So Edward went back. We had 30 cents, wasn't it, Edward?
Yes, sir.
We had 30 cents. At first, it didn't look like he was going to do anything. Then the guy said, hey, I can't do it, but we'll get it from... They only asked me, they said, are these chicken fresh? I said, boy, they come right from the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Like, that truck, he took them off. They're fresh.
Amen.
And they sold us how many pallets? Two
pallets.
How many boxes?
84.
84 boxes. At 30 cents a pound.
Yes.
Just because I told them, make them.
Amen.
If they'd have turned us down, we wouldn't have lost nothing. We had plenty of chicken.
Yes.
If the world don't give us what we know they ought to give, we don't care. We still got plenty.
Yes. Yes.
We don't need a law to protect us. We got a law to protect us. That's our problem, I see, because we don't need the doctors. Not one person on this ground even come close to having a flu that would leak close to that. Not a one. No evil.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
What do you think would have happened if one or two of us would have got that flu? That would challenge our faith, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? And an old man like me? Hmm? They died by the hundreds, old men.
Yes.
Amen.
I better not say that. I can say the only virus I have coming to my house. The only virus I run here is spirits. Boy, they catching. You still don't get it. Just because the prophet just... Then they found out we're religious folk. Yeah, we're very religious.
Amen.
We have pure religion.
Hallelujah.
And we got a pure religion.
Amen.
On the Father, for the Father is this. To visit the orphan, feed the poor, take care of the needy. Whoa! That's pure religion.
Glory.
Y'all hungry? Somebody's cooking.
Yes.
What are they cooking today? Anybody know? Stir fry. Who's that little Japanese girl? Who?
Sister Patterson.
Sister Patterson. She can stir up some, can't she, Brother Patterson? Can't your wife stir up some? But she's in here. How can you be making stir? Oh, you already made it? Is it good? You should know. Is it good?
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He gave us... He sent his brother and sister Patterson.
Yes.
So undeserving.
Right.
That's what we are.
We are. Yes.
Have their own home, fine car, good monthly income. And God says, nah, they need you over there. And that makes us like him. Because we need him. We need each other.
Bless you.
What a world we live in. What a world. And I sometimes sit in my... How do you tell these people? How do you tell these people this? The man of sin will enter in peaceably. And by peace, he will destroy many. By peace? You say peace, peace, when there is no peace? Why don't you folk grasp this? He's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize. And he had nothing to do with it. He just recognized that these guys over there. I can't believe I talk to people. Can you see my problem? I'm talking to God's people, and they don't understand. You think the world out there does? You think Steve understands what he's doing?
Glory to God. My Lord.
Damning his own soul. Lord bless you.
Lord, thank you, Father. Praise the Lord.
Take the Lord along with you.